message in a bottle. Marianne Winkler, retired postal worker, found a bottle on a beach in Amrum, the North Frisian Isles, 108 years, 4 months, and 18 days after George Parker Bidder, marine biologist, threw a bottle into the North Sea with a message in Dutch and German, return to sender. For the reward of 1 shilling. She returned the message to him by post at the Marine Biological Association, Plymouth, Devon. Bidder had died in 1954, but they sent her many thanks and a shilling they bought on eBay. All the poems I'm reading tonight are new. A wee while ago, I began to write poems that were stimulated by stories I'd read in newspapers. The poems are mostly quite short and usually in the form of sonnet. Kieran Carson calls them discovered poems. Roger Curry. Found in Hereford bus station, white pensioner. Slim build, tall, grey hair, blue eyes, dementia, squints, American accent, keeps repeating his name, no memory, no identity papers, nobody reported missing. Sleep research. Huddled around embers in a smoky cave, early humans slept, half their brain on the alert for predators. In a strange bed, modern humans return, stalking the corridors of every hotel. A clouded leopard, dire wolves, the great black bear. Discovered on the floor of the Mariana Trench, 11.03 kilometres below sea level by remote submersible deep sea Challenger. Shrimps, jellyfish, sea cucumbers, clinker, cardboard boxes, cans of Budweiser, rope and cargo nets, tins of Spam, 25% less sodium, nylon fishing lines, packets of Uncle Ben's Express rice, plastic shopping bags, foraminifera, xenophyophores, Parroccus demitificans. I didn't make any of that. It's all true. Morning. Near Elephant and Castle, 8 lie in cardboard, bunched at the foot of a block of flats. Teenagers yawn, jape and blather in the cemetery of sleepers. Hoarfrost glistens, drain pipes seep. One of St. Mungo's stops and asks. On the buses. Cheeky bachelor Reg Varney drove his Routemaster to Entfield in June 1967 and opened the first ATM with mediocre catchphrases that spawned 7 television series and 3 spin-off feature films. James Goodfellow, development engineer, invented the ATM and PIN card. His reward, a £10 bonus he spent on a night out. The novice. Shaved head, saffron robes, 2 feet tall. He chants mantras and answers questions from a touchscreen on his chest. Worthy, foolish robot monk wears an expression of permanent surprise. if you're not happy, what can anyone else do about it? The meaning of life, helping people to leave bitterness and gain happiness. Buzz Lightyear. Samuel Stevens changed his name by deed poll, opened new bank accounts, continued his job as a business manager, and ran marathons for a cancer charity. Applying to renew his driving license, he was refused. Issuing a license to a fictional character would bring DVLA into disrepute. Buzz appealed and won. My final poem is called Saddleworth Moor. This bogland is about 25 kilometres east of Manchester at the edge of the mountains. The newspaper reported that a body found on the moor last year could not be identified, despite the best efforts to do so. All he had in his pockets was some money and a train ticket. So I created a story for him. Saddleworth Moor. It began with the letter, or was that the middle? An end, no matter. I wake, take my tabs, put on blue corduroys, sweater, make tea, no toast, sandwich at Euston, single West Coast Express. Sun glints on sinkholes, divots, rain-washed trees, embankments, into Piccadilly, platform 5. I turn the letter in my hands. It moistens and bows. Finally, I am called. She's sideways to a desk, shakes my hand, glances at the file, looks up, speaks, looks away. I nod, fold the letter, go home. On the mantle, the pictures. BEA Dakota, DC3. Da uniformed, ma on arm, squeezed between the old folks, baggy suits, floppy hats, Aldergrove to Ringway in fog, descending, undercarriage down, hit the high ground. At Greenfield atot, easy path to reservoir, unload pockets, consign, steep and stony after. City shoes slip and leak, valley lights gleam. I reach the moor at dark, hard grass and sodden peat. The last resting place, first officer Holt, Captain Pinkerton, radio officer Hay, 21 passengers and other lost souls. Thank you very much. I hope on behalf of my compadres you've enjoyed this taster of the Spot Pen. At each of our evenings we have a mix of poetry, music and prose. You can find out about our events on Facebook. There is also one further regular feature which we'd like to have, and this is called the Desert Island Poem. It's like Desert Island Discs, you may have heard that radio show, instead with poetry. So at each of our events, we ask someone well known in the poetry world to choose a favourite poem to put on the Desert Island. And tonight's selector of the Desert Island Poem is a poet, filmmaker, arts facilitator and curator. Amongst his many activities, he's published 3 poetry collections and edited several anthologies. Please welcome your very own Paul Casey.
Thank you, Paul. And thank you, John and Ray and Martha, for a fantastic night. I enjoyed that very much. Yeah, it's great to be thrown out of your routine, you know. And I was asked, you know, to choose a desert island poem, and of course I thought, well, I'm on a desert island, and I'd be probably waiting a very long time for a ship to come by. So I wanted to choose the Odyssey, you know. So the poem is going to lock us in now in about half an hour. And apparently we're fully stocked, so you've got to get dug in, all right? No, honestly, I think, and that's also probably says something about me as a person. I usually take on too much all the time, and like my five-word poem, when the plate is half full, you know, I just keep on piling it up. And it's just kind of crazy. But anyway, I've developed a very strong love of the poems of this poet, Yehuda Amichai, over the past years. Who's maybe the most prominent Israeli poet of the 20th century. And if you're interested in Middle Eastern politics, he's a very interesting man to look up. But this poem kind of rings true for me. It's called A Man and His Life. A man doesn't have time in his life to have time for everything. He doesn't have seasons enough to have a season for every purpose. Ecclesiastes was wrong about that. A man needs to love and to hate at the same moment, to laugh and to cry with the same eyes, with the same hands, to throw stones and to gather them, to make love in war and war in love. And to hate and forgive and to remember and forget, to arrange and confuse, to eat and to digest what history takes years and years to do. A man doesn't have time. When he loses, he seeks. When he finds, he forgets. When he forgets, he loves. When he loves, he begins to forget. And his soul is seasoned. His soul is very professional. Only his body remains forever an amateur. It tries and it misses, gets muddled, doesn't learn a thing, drunk and blind in its pleasures and its pains. He will die as figs die in autumn, shriveled and full of himself and sweet. The leaves growing dry on the ground, the bare branches pointing to the place where there's time for everything. Thank you very much.